Fresh Start, December 1st, 2018, by Rita Morrow. Well, Christmas is right at our doorsteps, my favorite time of year. That says a lot considering I work in retail, which can get a little hectic, especially around the holidays. I still love it. Some people can become a little stressed, but being helpful and considerate can go a long way. I have found that showing courtesy can ease the nerves of a stressed out customer. Not every experience produces the same reaction, but it has been my experience that people are more courteous towards you when they have been shown courtesy by you. Sharing God's word is the most important thing we can do, this time of year especially. Some people have never been exposed to Christ and everything he did for us. They only understand the Santa Claus Christmas. This is the perfect time of year for a fresh start. December 25th nears the end of our calendar year, but it can be a new beginning for someone as they are taught about our Savior. A fresh start always signals change. Sometimes we need a fresh start to grow and to learn from someone else. God uses us and leads us where we are supposed to be for His desired purpose. He closes some doors to open up new ones. I have learned in my own life that staying connected to God, He teaches me and grows me. Then He moves me forward a little at a time. He shows me where I need to keep growing. He gives me directions when I feel lost. Knowing God is my Savior gives me peace. With His loving guidance, I am able to handle change. A lot of us resist change. If we don't experience change at some point in our lives, how are we supposed to grow? Growing and learning requires closing old doors and opening new ones. When we share Christ with others, it gives them the opportunity to open up a new door. A fresh start begins. 2 Corinthians 5:17, English Standard Version. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Ezekiel 36:26, English Standard Version. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Ephesians 4:19-24, English Standard Version. They have become callous and given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him, as the truth in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Have a blessed day.